Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, if you're new to our show on FM, every other Wednesday, Judith and I have a hospice show. Often we're joined by Marion Tasker from the hospice and some guests. But today we're just going to highlight some of the things that the hospice is doing for Christmas. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice, as you know, does a fantastic job here on the island, but only a quarter of its funds are covered by the government. So they have to raise upwards of £6 million a year, and there's plenty going on at Christmas where your generosity in helping raise those funds would go very, very much appreciated. Judy.
Yes, the first thing I'd like to mention, James, is the Lights of Love service, which is being held at 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 3rd of December. Now, there is so much pressure surrounding Christmas, isn't there?
There is,
huge pressure to be happy, to be jolly. There's so much commercial exploitation of Christmas as well. Everybody's urged to give bigger and better presents every year, to get a bigger and better turkey. But for a lot of people, it's a time of happiness which is tinged with sadness as they remember lost ones.
Yes, because you always remember, you know, for us, we remember sort of Christmases with our parents.
Exactly.
And of course now we don't have our parents.
Exactly.
And rather different.
It is. And you look back and it really seems to highlight your loss, whether your loss is recent or, as in the case of my parents, some years ago. So the Lights of Love service is an opportunity, to give you a time for reflection, but also to celebrate the life of your lost and loved ones through lights and music. And it's you can share with other people what they're going through and take some comfort from yourself with them. Now, the Lights of Love service at the hospice is open to everybody, whether or not you have a personal link to the hospice. And I have been to one of these services at the hospice on the mainland where my mum was a patient. I went the first Christmas after she died, and I can tell you from my own experience that it really, really helped me.
Yeah.
Now, it's also an opportunity for you to help the hospice too. So what you can do is you can sponsor a light to be lit on the hospice Christmas tree. So if you sponsor a light will be lit in the memory of your loved one, and your loved one's name will also be written in the hospice book of remembrance, which is on public display at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. You can also sponsor a simple tree decoration on which you can write a personal tribute to your loved one. Now, to find out more about how to do this, please do pick up a Lights of Love leaflet, which are available now in any of the 10 hospice shops across the island, as well as in the fundraising office at the hospice itself. Now, just to recap, that the Lights of Love service at the hospice itself will be held on Sunday, the 3rd of December at 4 p.m. If you can't make that, or if you would like to go to a Lights of Love service nearer to home, other Lights of Love services will be held across the island in December. And you can find out details of where and when they will be on the hospice website, which is www.iwhospice.org. That's iwhospice.org. And I speak from experience, it's a very, very lovely service to go to.
Yes, and just talking about those local services, I'm looking at the list here. There are over 20 of them around the island, so you're never going to be more than something like 3 or 4 miles from a Lights of Love service. And they're from the 1st of December to the 16th of December, so there's no excuse not to go. We'll be talking a little bit later about other events coming up. There's a Christmas fair and also a Santa Dash, which is going to be a great way to have a bit of fun wearing a Santa costume and getting some money in for the hospice. We'll talk about that after Garbage and Milk. That was Garbage and Milk. Does anyone drink milk anymore? I only ever put it on my porridge. I've never actually ever, I don't think, had a glass of milk, but Judith and I have been out in Scandinavia, and it is something that people do the whole time, mid-morning, rather than have a coffee, they'll ask for a glass of milk. Very, very, very strange stuff. Maybe that's why they are so tall. Anyway, let's talk about getting things ready for Christmas, and it's a difficult one. We've been in TK Maxx this morning trying to get a load of Christmas presents all sorted out, but there's a really good way you could do it this weekend, this Sunday, in fact, 26th of November, between 10 and 4, the John Cheverton Centre at the Old Mountbatten Hospice is holding a Christmas fair. And if you haven't been to the John Cheverton Centre, it's a really, really lovely place. People tend to think of hospices as uncheery places that they wouldn't go to unless they're visiting a relative. But actually, the John Cheverton Centre is one of the nicest places on the island indoors, and it's a great way of actually going and seeing what the hospice is all about. It's the daycare centre, but there's lots of public space there. And this Sunday, there are going to be a lot of stalls there, so you can buy your Christmas presents in a Christmas fair. They do a wonderful Christmas lunch, but you do need to book up in advance. And there's going to be live music, costume characters. I think there might even be some mulled wine as well. There's certainly going to be the opportunity, if you don't get to pre-book that Christmas lunch, you can have a cuppa and a slice of cake. There's plenty of things for children to do as well. Lots of entertainment, lots of brand new items to shop on. And you can also have a look around the Chelsea Garden in the John Cheverton Centre. If you remember one of the Chelsea Garden Show gardens, which was absolutely beautiful, has been transplanted from Chelsea to the Old Mountbatten Hospice, and it's just as good in winter as it is in the summer. If you want to find out more, you can go onto the Isle of Wight Hospice website, which is iwhospice.org. And just to remind you, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock this Sunday, the 26th of November, if you want to do some nice Christmas shopping and support a good cause, free entry at the Old Mountbatten Hospice. Donations always very welcome. Here's MK.
The Old Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Yeah, welcome back. It's 27 minutes to 3. It's the Hospice Show. And in just a second, we're going to welcome Marion Tasker and friends into the studio because they have arrived. Now, just like Father Christmas arrives, it reminds me, we were talking a moment ago about the wonderful Christmas fair that's going to be at the hospice this Sunday. There's also going to be a gift fair, and that's going to be at Benbridge Training Club on Friday the 1st of December. Now, that is the preview in the evening. And then on Saturday, the 2nd of December, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, is going to be the main event. Now, if you go the night before, tickets are £10, but you do get wine and canapés, and I guess you get your first pick of the prezzies as well, Judith. There are going to be 30 unique stalls there.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity to have a nose around Benbridge Sailing Club as well.
I know, I was just going to say that.
Close to the public. If you go on Saturday, it's even cheaper. It's only £2 entrance, and that's 10 to 3 o'clock. So I think that will be really worth going to. There are lots and lots of adverts up in Benbridge for that at the moment. There's going to be free car parking as well. And if you want more information, you just need to email emhgiftfair@iwhospice.org. Stick with us. Here are the Crickets. That'll be the day. And Marion will be with us very shortly. Well, That was the crickets, of course. That'll be the day. And what an extraordinary day it is out here. If you're outside at the moment, why don't you get inside? Because it's very, very windy. And we've got some wonderful people who've just blown in from outside. Diana Wood and Marianne Tasker, blown in from the hospice. Must be very busy up there at the moment. Is that right, Marianne?
It is.
Getting ready for Christmas with all your crafty projects.
We are. We're doing snowman tea light holders and all sorts of things in pottery. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's in pottery and not in a flammable material. Yeah. That's terrific. Now, Diana, we were just off air a moment ago and you were saying to me that there's a video out. What's all that about?
It's the Choirs with Purpose All Stand Together single.
Yes, because
the single's being released this Friday, the day after tomorrow, Friday.
Now let's just sort of wind back a little bit, because the hospice choir is which is wonderful, and sang obviously one of the first songs on Vectis radio when we went FM,
and a jingle,
and we're very proud of them. They've got a great voice. They went over to the mainland recently, didn't they? And they sang in a very special song which is being released as a single with a lot of other hospice choirs, is that right?
45, I think, in total.
Okay,
yeah.
And the idea is if enough people buy this single, it could be number one for Christmas,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, what's the name of the track?
All Stand Together.
All Stand Together.
Paul McCartney's Frog Chorus.
Ah, I remember that one.
The
gosh.
Boom, boom, boom one.
Gosh, that takes me back a long time. Yeah, well, anyway, how can people buy it? Is it on iTunes?
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And if they look at the Choirs with Purpose website, you can also pre-order it on from the website.
Oh, that sounds absolutely amazing. So, that would make a nice Christmas present for
really
people,
nice
wouldn't
present.
It?
Anybody going to volunteer to sing it on air?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Well, let's see if we can get Fraser in here next time to talk about how it's doing.
Let's get Fraser back.
Yeah, Fraser World Simpson, the amazing choir master.
Absolutely, the best.
Yeah, he's absolutely superb. So what else is going on? We've been telling people about these amazing gift fairs.
Right.
The one thing I haven't mentioned is the Santa Dash.
Oh, yes.
Now, are either of you going to be in the Santa Dash?
Because I'm on registration.
You're on registration?
Oh.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that was a good excuse. I like that answer. Marianne, what's your excuse?
I have no such excuse. So there is a possibility still that I could be doing it.
You don't have to run.
No, you can walk.
You can walk.
You can stroll. You can do whatever you like, really.
But maybe, Diana, do you need some help with registration, perhaps?
I think there's probably quite enough volunteers, but you two are very welcome to
come along. No, I was thinking of Marianne.
Yeah,
I was trying to get Marianne
out.
Get out. Yeah.
It's a Sunday. But Chris already got to get out.
Yeah.
Let's just explain what the Santa Dash is then. Because, you are given a Santa costume, aren't you?
You are, and it's quite a spectacular costume as well, because I have had one in the past.
I've seen some wonderful pictures of hundreds of people dressed up as Santa.
Are they made to measure? Are they bespoke?
They're not made to measure, and they're not bespoke.
I think you know why I'm asking.
And in that way, count me out, because I don't think it would fit.
That's your excuse.
How much does it cost? Do you know? Because I'm looking on the website and I can't find out how much it costs to enter.
£10.
Is that
something like that?
And
yes.
You get the suit included, and you get a medal.
Yeah.
And you also get a mince pie.
Yeah. And
so,
it's really good fun.
But do people get sponsored?
I don't think they get sponsored. I think they just. I mean, they can raise money.
Yeah, because, it's just all about taking part.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to be, I don't know what date it's going to be.
If it's the 3rd or the 4th, it's the first Sunday.
Ah, yes, so it's the 3rd. Yeah. It's the 3rd. Yeah. I've got it.
Yeah, we're doing a film that day over in Bembridge, so that's our get out.
Well, you're not coming to register then, James.
No, I'm sorry, we'll be busy.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
But no, it does sound like absolutely terrific fun. And everyone's welcome, even reindeer dogs, it says on the website.
Yes.
That's nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a long ride esplanade. Mm. You'll get into the papers. I mean, let's face it, the county press will be there to take photographs.
Oh, definitely.
So that's nice. And it helps get you into the spirit of things, I suppose.
It does. Well, we already have got Christmas decorations going up and all sorts of different events. So.
Well, that's good. Well, stick with us. we're not going to let you get away now that you've blown in. So we'll be back after some adverts and a little bit of Pharrell Williams. Pharrell Williams and a little bit of freedom there. Freedom. Freedom. Now, we've got Diana Wood with us, and we've got Marion Tasker with us, and we've been talking about this really exciting song that the Hospice Choir has been doing with a number of other choirs around the country. It's called All Stand Together, and the video is going to be released later this week. Tell me, Diana, you're in the Ullman Baton Hospice Choir.
Yes.
We heard you in very good voice just a few weeks back, but you had, I think at that moment, just got back from an extraordinary trip to Bristol.
Yeah, we went up on the 30th of September.
Yeah.
47 of us from the hospice choir to record this, the track, and the other one that the hospice's UK choir was doing, which is My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah. Oh, now, that's Titanic. The Celine Dion.
Yes.
Or is it Dior? I always get them mixed up. Dion. She's Canadian, isn't she? Mm. Yeah. That's all I know about her. She hasn't got a very good reputation, has she? But it's a nice song.
Controversial.
But it's a nice song. Titanic, I think that's about 20 years old. Anyway, I'm going off at tangents here. Tell me about that day in Bristol. Was there a lot of infighting? Were people...
Not at all.
No?
They were singing on the coach on the way up.
Yeah? People weren't jostling for position. Was Gareth Malone there?
No.
Oh.
Sadly not.
And was he invited?
We had a lovely driver called Darren.
Right. Oh, that's good.
He was worth 20 million Gareths. He was good value for me.
Yeah,
we had a lovely day. We set off at the crack of sparrows in the morning. We were on the red jet about 7:15 in the morning.
Blimey, well done.
When I had the first question is, have you got the tickets?
Yeah.
I didn't have the tickets.
Oh, no.
Lou had the tickets, but that was fine.
Oh, that's good.
Everything was organised.
Yeah, good. And what happened when you got there? Were there celebs to meet you all or not?
Well, we were a little bit late in arriving because we got caught up behind a road traffic accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were about an hour and 40 minutes late in arriving.
Right.
So
it was a bit of a habit, I think, that kind of thing. Yeah, but carry on.
Yes. But we got there and made up time for later in the day, so everybody had their chance to do the recording.
Oh, that's very good.
And it was James Hawkins and James and Claire from Choirs with Purpose.
Right.
The two of them.
And all those choirs together, it must have sounded absolutely massive. Or did you cheat and record things to a kind of metronome, and then it got layered on top?
Each voice part was recorded separately, so in fact we were split into our sopranos, altos, tenors and basses section of the choir.
Oh, I see.
And then James puts the whole lot together.
Yeah, so
I think there are 1,600 people singing on the whole
album.
Oh
my goodness. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Oh, we're really, really looking forward to hearing that coming out. Oh, and when is it? This Saturday, did he say?
The single is released on Friday.
Right.
And the album will be released on the 15th of December.
Okay. So the album, you will be able to buy as a CD. It's not just going to be an
MP3.
Yeah,
you can as well, yes.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah.
So you can properly keep it as a Christmas present.
But you can watch the video on YouTube as of today.
Well, we'll do that a little bit later. How exciting. And what else is going on at the hospice? We've got the Santa Dash. We've got all these different Christmas fairs. There's going to be a Death Chat, isn't there, I think?
There is. I don't know what the subject for Death Chat next Monday is.
I think it's about the sort of psychology of death, to be honest, because I think it's going to be the meaning of suffering. That's what it's going to be. So quite a heavy one there, but an interesting one. And it's Ad who is going to be doing that. Ad, of course, has been here in the Vectis Radio studio a few times before.
Yes.
And refreshments are going to be available. Or bring your own bottle.
Bring your own bottle.
If it all gets too depressing, you can at least sink a bottle of wine with it, which would be rather nice.
That's true.
Now, Marion, craft projects. Let's get back to your... Santas that you're making.
Yeah, well, we're just about to embark on Christmas crafts. So from next Tuesday evening, if anyone wants to come along and make Christmas crafts, do come along. I think we're probably going to kick off with snow globes. So homemade snow globes.
Okay, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Well, look, thank you so much for coming in, and look forward to seeing you again in a fortnight's time. We're going to have a little bit of Shepherd and then a bit of Ultravox before the news.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.